The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Hey, man.
What's up?
What is the difference between a nan and a non?
Don't know what you're on about, bro.
Well, they come in all different shapes and sizes.
Was that meant to be a joke?
Yeah.
That's pretty lame, bro. Hey, man, I'm going to start the intro.
No, I have another joke. Why did you cut me off, bro?
Just.
Well, that's rude, bro. Anyway, we're going to talk about naan today.
You mean...
NANI?
So you did get the joke.
Of course.
Well, let's talk about what it is. Some brief history and the different variations.
Cool. I'll let you take the lead on this one.
About time, bro. You always take the mic.
No, I don't. I'm your best friend.
Well, as I was saying, a naan is a soft dough substance. It's like a oven-baked or dawa-fried flatbread.
I already know that, bro.
If you knew that, where did the word or appearance come from?
I don't know. Sometime during... the 1800s?
Did you look it up or just guess?
Like the tracksuit mafia in New York, I just say, trust a bro. Did you get it, bro?
Wakey wakey, bro.
Yeah, I got it. It's a reference to Hawkeye.
Keep Bishop his guy, bro.
But I see you are still avoiding the question. Anyway, I'll carry on. The word first appeared in the English language in 1803 by a travelogue named William Tuke. It has a Persian-Iranian origin, which literally means bread food. By looking this up, it could be derived from a bread baked on a hot pebbles in ancient Persia. The form naan has a widespread distribution, having been borrowed in a range of languages spoken in Central Asia and Indian subcontinent, which is usually referred to a kind of flat bread, for example, a tandoori naan. The spelling naan, that's N for November, A for Alpha, and finally N for November, has been recorded at first being noted down in 1979, but some source states it could be from 1975. And this has become the normal English spelling. But I have noticed some do spell it N-A-N. That's November, Alpha, November in restaurants too. Do you agree, Dims? And did you know any of this, which I've just stated?
No, I hadn't noticed that before. And to be honest, I'd probably spell it with one A. So N-A-N.
I used to spell it just like that. But after doing my research, I now spell it N-A-A-N.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, I'd probably spell it the correct way now that you've told me, with a double A. Because if you think about it, it does make sense. As in places like Pakistan, they pronounce it as naan. So it makes sense to spell it as it's pronounced, I guess. But saying that though, in different places, I'm sure they've got different dialects, so they probably pronounce it differently as well.
Talking about different places, today, naan originates from Mesopotamia, ancient Egypt, and South Asia. The most familiar and readily available varieties of naan in Western countries are those from South Asia. In Iran, it is spelled naan, that's N-A-N, which in turn comes from Persia, but it doesn't carry any special significance as it's just a generic word for any kind of bread.
Okay, cool. So Iranians pronounce it as naan. So it would make sense to spell it as N-A-N. But yeah, I'll let you get back to your history lesson now.
Okay, well, naan in parts of the Indian subcontinent usually refers to a special kind of thick flat bread. There are two ways of making them. One is leavened. This is done with yeast or with bread starter. This is just dough left over from a previous batch. And number two, unleavened dough, which is similar to that of a roti. Difference between a roti and a naan is that the naan are usually made in a tandoori, which is a cylindrical clay or metal oven, whilst a roti, which is usually cooked on a flat or slightly concave iron griddle called a tawa. Modern recipes sometimes substitute baking powder for yeast. Milk or yogurt may also be used to give distinct taste to the naan.
Great history lesson, Saul. But how is it made?
Typically, it is brushed with some water. But in some other cultures, such as those in Indian subcontinent, they brush ghee or butter. It enjoys a special position in the Indian cuisine, as it can be used to scoop other foods and gravies, or served stuffed with a filling. A typical naan recipe involves mixing white or whole wheat flour with active dry yeast, salt and water. The dough is kneaded for a few minutes, then set aside to rise for a few hours. Once risen, the dough is divided into balls, about 100 grams or 3.5 ounces each, which are flattened and cooked. Rogni naan from the Punjab region of North India and Pakistan and the garlic naan are very famous all over the world because of the Punjab region.
Yeah, it's very popular in Lahore, which is in Pakistan. When I was over there, I found that a lot of people would have rogni naan almost daily. It's quite thick, crispy and very filling. And it is usually served up with either nihari or haleem, which are also famous dishes from that subcontinent.
Well, in South Asian cuisines, naans are typically flavoured with fragrant essence such as rose water, butter or ghee melted on them, and black seeds are commonly added to naan. These are cooked in Indian and Bangladeshi and Pakistani restaurants throughout the UK. Naan is usually served with curries and gravies, just like you said, such as nihari and haleem, but that's here in the UK. In Indonesia, naan is popular in Indian Indonesian and Arab Indonesian communities, as well as Malay, Chinese and Minangkabau, with other variants of roti like roti canai, is usually locally known as roti naan, and cooked using Indonesian spices such as garlic with local tastes.
Do you know if they cook it in the clay oven, also known as a tandoor? That's where naans come out the best, in my opinion. In fact, in the Indian subcontinent, they actually refer to it as tandoori naan, which is just naan cooked in a clay oven, also known as a tandoor.
Not sure if they make naan in tandoor clay oven, but what I know in Maimana, it is called naanbaya. It's sometimes served at breakfast with tea or coffee. It is round, soft, often buttered, with boiled peas on top and dipped in mutton soup.
Cool. Isn't naan also popular in Asia?
Well, in my research, that in
China,
Jing Chao style of guacui, a flat bread prepared inside a cylindrical charcoal oven like tandoor, has been described as a Chinese naan.
Chinese naan? Well, I've just Googled it. And to be honest, it just looks like normal naan, apart from the centre, which seems to be flatter.
Totally agree. To me, it looks identically the same as normal naan, other than the central bit.
So in Asia, is it just popular in China? Or did you find it anywhere else?
Well, in
Japan!
After being promoted by Kendegawa Sekezai Shoko in 1968, which is now the sole domestic manufacturer of tandoors, naan is widely available in Indian-style curries restaurants in Japan, where naan is typically free flow. Some restaurants bake ingredients such as cheese, garlic, onions, and potatoes into the naan, or to cover it with toppings, like pizza.
So they got tandoors in Japan? Yay! Looks like I'll be paying a visit to Japan. Lol.
These are just a few countries. To name a few, why not check out your local supermarket or your local shop to see if they sell and try them out if you haven't already. I know here in the UK they are widely available. Now that we've covered some history and location in the world that have naan, my question to you, Dims, what do you prefer? Fresh or shop-bought?
Without a shadow of a doubt, fresh, man.
I agree, it has to be fresh. Whether it's made at home or eaten at a local restaurant, the taste is amazing.
Tasty!
My next question is, how many type of naans do you think are available, and can you name them all?
Well, I can't name them off the top of my head. I would guess there's about 5 or 6 different types, but the names, I don't really know, other than the ones that you mentioned earlier, like Rogi naan, flatbread. I didn't even know there was a Chinese naan. So go on then, Sol, enlighten me.
Well, actually, there are 4 types of naan that I know of, and they are as follow: garlic naan, keema naan, kulcha naan, and peshwari naan. The garlic naan is a traditional Indian flatbread. It's made with flour, yeast, salt, sugar, and yogurt. Once the dough has been baked in a hot tandoor oven, the naan is taken out and brushed with butter or ghee, then topped with minced garlic. In the restaurants, this is usually the one that is ordered the most here in the UK. Again, this is just my opinion. The keema naan is made with minced lamb meat cooked in a masala made of fine chopped onion and tomato puree, along with spices. This lamb meat mixture of keema is then stuffed into a dough made of wheat and refined flour, and then rolled into a naan.
Keema naans are yum.
Okay, on to the next. Kulcha naan, which is plain naan.
This is mildly
leavened bread prepared with all-purpose flour without any yeast, but rather leavened with yogurt and baking powder. Though it's similar to naan, you don't need a tandoor oven to make kulcha. You can easily prepare it on a griddle.
Kulcha naans are also very popular in Pakistan, but I had it time ago. I can't even remember what they taste like now. Anyway, carry on, Sol.
Peshwari naan is a close cousin to Kashmiri naan. The specialty of this flat bread is that it's sweet in taste due to the use of sultanas and coconut. Traditionally, this naan has a lot of nuts and dry fruit stuffings along with coconuts that gives a sweet flavour to the naan.
Kashmiri naan? Where is Niz when you need him?
Probably in Kashmir or somewhere.
Oh God, don't start that one again.
What do you mean?
You know, the Niz conspiracies. Lol. Well, think about it. My roots are Pakistan. Your roots are India. and he was disputed territory. He didn't want to get taken over. So he went and did his own thing. Lol.
So he's gone back home then. Speaking of which, how about a homemade recipe?
That sounds great, Sol.
Well, I found a recipe online and you'll need the following ingredients. 1 teaspoon of dried active yeast. 1 teaspoon of sugar. 200 grams of plain flour. 1 teaspoon of kalunji, otherwise known as black onion seeds. And if that's not attainable, you could just use a handful of chopped coriander leaves. 1/2 teaspoon of salt. 1/2 teaspoon of baking powder. 1 tablespoon of oil, preferably vegetable. 2 tablespoons of plain yogurt. And finally, 2 tablespoons of milk. Now that we have the ingredients, all we have to do is to make it. It's a simple 6-step process. So here comes the method. Step 1. You will need a small bowl to mix the sugar and the yeast. With that, added a tablespoon of warm water to create the mixture. Step 2. Leave the mixture for about 5 minutes in a warm place until it's in a bubbly or frothy state. Whilst waiting, in a separate bowl, mix the baking powder, flour, kalunji and salt together. When the yeast has become bubbly, add the mixture. When added, don't forget to add the oil and yogurt. Step 3. Knead the dough with slightly wet hands and fold the dough as you go. If the dough starts to get dry, add some milk and continue on kneading. Once it's nice and soft, cover it with some cling film and leave it in a warm place to rise for about an hour or hour and a half. Step 4. Now turn the grill on to heat up and divide the dough, preferably into 4 balls, and place them on a floured surface. Roll each into a tear shape, no more than 0.5 centimeter and 1/4 inch thick. Step 5. Heat the frying pan or tawa and place each naan onto it for a couple of seconds. Once the color has changed to brown, flip it to the other side. Step 6. Transfer to a baking tray and place under the hot grill for about 2 to 5 minutes and see them rise. And finally, step 7. Add butter to get more of an authentic taste. That's it. You have now made naan bread at home. The prep time should be no more than approximately about an hour, and to cook it, it should be no more than 5 minutes. Listeners, if you do make these at home, please let us know how it went. Our website is nosuchnonsense.com. So Dims, will you be making one at home?
Nah bro, you know me. Can't cook, won't cook. But it sounds like a good recipe though, Sol.
Well, that's the end of the episode. I hope you enjoyed it. As it being a non-episode, let's end the episode with one of Optimus Prime's famous quotes.
Roll out!
Until next week, peace out.
Save big money on all your projects at Menards. Water seeping into your cracks in your concrete can cause costly damage over time. Keep water out and extend the life of your concrete with a tube of ready-to-use concrete repair. It's commercial grade, durable, flexible, and works great for gaps and cracks up to 3/8 inch. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at
The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.